Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're in company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That is not Luke over there. There is no Luke. There's no Evan right now either. Awesome. Evan will be joining shortly on the way in. We are listening to each other right now. I am in Waukesha. They will be in Madison shortly, or at least Evan will be. I'm listening. You're listening to me on WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. In Madison, you're listening to me on WTTN 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can choose either the Waukesha signal or the Madison signal. They're both pretty awesome. Either way, you can get that wherever fine apps are sold, bought, traded, hunted for, whatever you want to do with your app. The Devil Radio app is available to you. All right, so we got a bunch of things going on over this weekend. First thing is shooting, and then the next thing is a shooting, and the other thing is a shooting. It's an American holiday weekend. Congratulations. We're going to get into that in a little bit here. That'll be fun. And a little bit later, I read an article that was written a little bit ago called Are We Doomed? And I have an idea. I just want to read the summation at the end of it. I'm not going to get into the entire thing. And, of course, you can always give me a call at 844-967-2789. You can also text at that same number, 844-96-PARTY. It'll be a fun time, I promise. We're going to party like it's now. Let's party like it's now because, you know what? Luke and I had an idea for a bingo card challenge, you know, the idea, or at least not necessarily a challenge, but more just like what would you put on this year's bingo card? You know, what would be the thing that you're like, just randomly name it out there. And I think so many things have happened over this year that just, forget the bingo card. Let's just live in the now. So let's party like it's now. I think that's a good one. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to party like it is now. Evan is joining me on Facebook. He will screen your phone calls very shortly. It's going to be pretty cool. All right. So we are here. We're going to talk about this shooting. Which one, you say? Which one? Over the weekend, there was a shooting in the Deer District, 17 people. There were three different incidences of shooting. That is awful. A couple good things that came out of it. I want to start with a positive. It is a sunny, wonderful day. Perfect weather. Nobody got killed, at least. At least nobody's died that I know of yet. Also, officers did not discharge any ammunition. They did not shoot anything. At least that was the claiming of officers on duty, or at least the commanding officers on duty. There was nobody, no return fire. They took everybody without having to shoot them. That is fantastic. As far as what to do from here, my goodness, that is a loaded question. It is hard to get that answer. Mostly because we've been dealing with things like this for a while now. I mean, whether it's some dude heavily armed with a manifesto at home or whatever, or it's just a bunch of random idiots with guns that are popping off at each other. I don't know. I mean, it's not like the Deer District wasn't secure. There was more than enough police presence to take care of the situation as it unfolded. But again, are we going to have to put in metal detectors? Are we going to have to? I mean, people were talking about things like don't allow cars in the area, you know, don't allow, you know, have gun, gun checkpoints throughout the city, ways to get in, ways to get out, choke points, things like that. But then you run into extra security problems there. I mean, people are asking for the leaders to do something. And of course, we want to do something. But again, just to do something isn't really helping. Probably the best thing they did was to enact that curfew and to cancel the, you know, if everyone can't handle themselves, you lose it for everybody. And that's a shame. But in the light of the circumstances, you got to go and reassess what the situation is, whether we can do things better. I don't think it was for a lack of preparation. I'll tell you that. I mean, they've been doing this for a while. We've been doing a great job for the most part. And police presence was everywhere. The real question is, why does this happen? Why do people go and do this? Think of what it would take for you to be in a situation where you're like, oh, I'm going to take a gun down to the Deer District. And then if somebody talks something to me, or I can't even speculate on the circumstances. I'm just telling you what I've heard from articles I've read, and honestly, most of it is just they've released the ages of the people involved. That's it. So that doesn't help. I mean, all you know is just a bunch of guys, and that's the ages like 27 to 30, you know, thinking that they had nothing else to do. In the meantime, 18-year-old vigilante shooter comes out in Buffalo. Clearly a racist manifesto. I'm not even going to get into that or speculate on that or remind you that this has happened over and over and over again. Dude filmed it. Walked through and shot a bunch of people at a grocery store. That night I had to go shopping myself. And I was really a little bit extra irritated because it took a little bit longer. It was a Saturday night. It took a little bit longer at the store because the guy was a new checkout guy and he didn't know how to go quickly. And I was really irritated because I was like, I don't want this to happen, you know? Because these things happen in public places back-to-back nights and you're thinking, okay, what do I do now? Well, you can't stop living your life. Then the terrorists win, right? I mean, are the people that shot in the Deer District, are they actually terrorists? Did they do this because of terror? Was it a reactionary thing? I don't know. There's not really any huge details going on here. It's interesting, to say the least. I probably got to be turned off of two. Evan's joining me right now, so we're doing a little shop talk over the board. It's pretty awesome. So what to do about this? What to do about that? I mean, because again, there's epidemics. There's people driving crazy all over Milwaukee. There's people shooting each other. Again, what is causing people to not care enough to go and even, you know, figure out who it is they're trying to shoot? Because clearly that wasn't aimed. It was just a bunch of panic shooting. Nobody got killed. Good. Thank God we have more witnesses. Again, if you have any information, please call Crime Stoppers. Let's figure this all out. And then in the middle of the Buffalo shooting, news breaks. Hey, guess what? California shooting. And again, shootings have happened, but they are getting worse and worse. They're getting more frequent. And this is, I mean, we've been a gun-worshipping culture. And I'm not even talking about, like, yeah, there's going to be gun-toting extremists. There's gun-toting extremists in a lot of different places, especially when you have free speech. There's going to be people that of extremists of all sides. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, people freak out if, you know, God forbid your kids saw Janet Jackson's nipple at the Super Bowl, but then after the Super Bowl have no problem watching the kid see somebody get shot 4,000 times on any given TV show. Tonight, when you're at home, just, you know, take a minute between the 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour. Just scroll up and down your TV dial. And besides commercials, see how many times or how long it takes for you to find someone getting shot. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, there's not a direct correlation between, you know, violence on TV or violence in a video game or something like that. I'm not going down that road. That's not where I'm getting at. I'm talking about just massive cultural saturation of guns and gun violence to the point where, you know, even a guy like me who hasn't shot since I was in Boy Scouts, I'm familiar with, you know, I'm familiar with firearms, but I'm not by any means an expert, but I can, to the point where I can speculate on certain things without even having any hands-on knowledge because it's so common hand. Like it's talked about in so much that that everybody in the United States has some sort of gun culture, or at least an opinion on gun culture or guns in general. And again, I'm not saying I want to come take everybody's guns. That's not necessarily the point here. It's a societal thing. It's everybody. This, because again, we have to remember, and I tell this about every single shooting, every single situation, the person at the Deer District, the person in California, the idiot in Buffalo, all of them, they are part of us. They are part of our society. They're maybe on the fringes of it, but they are a product and a part of our society. And we have to accept that first before we move on and try and figure out how to stop these things from happening. So, I'm of the mind to go and say that the shooting in Buffalo was going to happen months ago. You know what I mean? Whereas the shooting in the Deer District kind of probably happened, I'm assuming, spontaneously just because of the way it happened. It didn't seem like it was planned. Or if it was, it went awry and wasn't really planned. Well, my point is, both things are a result of us being saturated with gun culture, and this is the way to deal with things. It's not good. And what I'm saying about the roots of the reaction in the Deer District were sown months and years ago. The roots of the Manifesto Kid, those were sown months ago, years ago. We need to find those issues and those kids and those people and figure out how to help it. I got a story for you coming next. We're going to take your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.